Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of January 2016, and this is the 519th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm up on Knocklofty again. I'm not sure how far I'll get either with this talk or with my legs. There are quite a lot of people about today. I thought I'd just reached a spot that was a bit less inhabited, but I think I'm wrong. Just before I didn't start because... Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I thought I heard voices and then I realised they were actually seagulls. So I told myself not to be ridiculous. And then I didn't realise that they were no longer seagulls. And they were real people. But here I am again. I'm on the upper track again, the one that I was on when I last spoke to you on Thursday. I haven't been up. Well, I haven't really been walking since then. It was absolutely pouring with rain yesterday and quite cold, really lovely indoor sort of weather. And I really relished it. And I also felt that I needed to wait before I went on another walk, because it's so often a couple of days after that the after effects start making themselves known. But today's been fine again, and it was cool all day, so I thought it would be a lovely cool evening to go for a walk. But in fact, it's lurched up about 6 degrees in the last hour from 18 to 24, and it's quite humid, so it isn't quite as ideal as I'd have hoped. But still, it's lovely being up here, and so far so good. I've done the bottom bit. The first part of this walk can be a bit tedious, and especially when I'm finding walking difficult, I don't resent, but the thing that holds me back from walking is that I have about a 15 to 20 minute walk on hard surfaces, on the road and or a part of footpath, and I find it quite jarring to walk on. So by the time I've reached the lovely soft paths of the bush, I'm already a bit jarred. So it's really That first bit is a bit of a test, but it felt not too bad today, and I've done that bit, and then I've done the next bit, which is the one I've sort of been doing spasmodically, which is up to the lookout, which is about, I don't know, a third of the way up, I suppose. And the path I'm on now is the one that I always used to come on in the early morning. And look at the wallabies. They used to leap across the path here. They didn't really appear much lower down. I've been doing some writing over the last couple of days. I've been writing murmurs, but haven't completed it yet. I think one of the downsides of doing the writer's cave is that my arm has been a bit sore, and so I had to slow down quite a lot, but it's nearly there, so it'll be out within the next couple of days, and it's really nice to be immersed in Mole again, and just making it fortnightly has really taken a bit of pressure off, so that I can do other writing as I need to, and I'm not using my entire arm capability for one thing. So I think that feels like a good decision. I hope it's not too disruptive. For those of you who read Murmurs of Mole, it seems to me that there's still a rhythm in a fortnightly production. If it was any further apart, I think I would find it difficult to get into the flow of it, but fortnightly feels fine. So that means that next week I shall probably be concentrating on my novel, I think. I'm going to have some thoughts about the Mole book too, but the main concentration is going to be on writing the novel. I feel a bit of a new lease of life at the moment with it, so I need to grab that with both hands, really, and go where it takes me and see how it can evolve. It's just been such a long process, and I'm ready for it to move to a different stage. So that's my plan for next week, which is my unplugged week, and one of the things I've decided to do is not just really unplug, but remove the SIM card from my iPad. I do almost everything on my iPad. I do my typing on my iPad. I find it just much, much easier to use than a laptop. And it's so easy to veer off into rabbit holes with the internet so accessible. So I thought if I actually removed the SIM card, then that would make it very clear to me that I couldn't go onto the internet on my iPad. I can still look at emails on my laptop, so I can do that once a day, but I don't feel nearly the same addiction with my laptop as I do with the iPad. So that feels like a real unplugged week. The last one was really very unsuccessful. I didn't really start in the right place, and then I thought there were a couple of things that I could do online still during the week, and that was a big mistake. So anyway, you learn from your errors, and that was my little lesson from last time. I actually felt frazzled at the end of my last week off, so I'm not intending to feel that way this time around. Oh, I'm quite high up now. I can see the water, the Derwent estuary from here, and I can see the city, and I can see the hills the other side of the estuary, and some ships. I know there's a lot going down there. We have this festival at the moment called MOFO, which is organised by the people who run MONA, the Museum of Modern Art, and so it's all very exciting. And I went to one of the performances the other day that I mentioned in my last podcast. I mentioned that I was going to it, and I think I will leave talking about that until I come back, or it might be a Murmurs even. So it was very exciting, and I really enjoyed it. And I just feel so grateful that something like that is put on and free. Really, really fantastic that anybody can go. So I think I'm going to love you and leave you in a minute, because well, I have a slight time frame to do this walk in, and I also want to do some free thinking while I'm walking, so I shall do that when I've said goodbye. But I do hope that you had a good day today, and well, yesterday too, if you, depending on when, what your time is now. I hope that you were able to be engaged with whatever work you're doing, or that you can see the light, see that that is happening, and follow where the energy is, follow where that spark is, if indeed there's a spark there. And if there isn't a spark there, time to give yourself a treat or a rest. Or some well-filling activity. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, this week, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again Monday week.